kids.
Do you know what I love about the month of Ramadan? What I love doing most is looking up at the moon and at the night sky and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It sounds amazing.
Talking of the moon, there's a lovely story that's coming up and it's all about moons. Why don't you all at home go and find a comfy spot to listen to this wonderful story?
Assalamu alaikum. I'm glad you've come to story time today. Today's story is all about the Ramadan moon and it's by Naima B. Robert. Ramadan, the month of fasting, doesn't begin all at once. It begins with a whisper and a prayer and a wish. As the month of Ramadan approaches, we search the sky for a sign, waiting, anticipating that silver sliver of brightness, the shining white crescent that is the Ramadan moon. And when the new moon is seen, what wonderful excitement! The news spreads like wildfire through cities, towns and villages, across deserts and grasslands, into each and every home. And Muslims of every nation, of every age and every hue will join the celebration of the arrival of the moon. It's here, Ramadan is here. The month of mercy has begun. And in mosque after mosque of every shape and size, men, women and children will all stand up to pray. The Imam will recite the verses of the book that was revealed hundreds upon hundreds of years ago. So now we all wake up to eat in the dark before dawn, sleeping mouthfuls for the day ahead while the silent city sleeps. Then Dad's clear voice rings out, calling all of us to prayer. Our family bows like one body before the break of day. In daylight we feel hungry, but at sunset when we eat, makes us a little thoughtful, a little humble, and very grateful. And each night the moon grows fuller, like ripe and tender fruit, shining on houses filled with laughter and mosques alive with prayer. Each night they come unfailing, the seething congregation, to reflect on the words of their Lord in silent celebration. During the day we keep busy with all sorts of good deeds. Our voices flow with the words of God in unplanned harmonies. We look for things to give away, collect money for charity, be kind and caring and polite. Try hard not to get angry. Now the Ramadan moon is round and full, a bright silver medallion. But with a special secret sorrow, we see that half the month is gone. We watch her as she wanes, losing a sliver every night until we reach the last 10 days. Those last 10 days tinged with sadness when we tried to share more, pray more, do more and give more. And we look for the night of power, better than a thousand nights. That extra special night when we ask for all that we desire, wishes upon wishes and prayer upon prayer. But then the last 10 days become the last 5, the last 4 nights become the last 3, the last 2, the last. And when the new crescent moon is seen and the Eid day is announced, the Muslim world rejoices, for our festival has begun. For Eid there will be haircuts and pretty henna patterns and visitors and brand new clothes that rustle as we walk. And in the morning there will be the Eid prayer, charity for the poor, family and friends, parties and outings, sweets and treats and more. But all that is tomorrow. Tonight the city sleeps. As I look out at the night sky, my smile is bittersweet. Goodbye, great month of mercy. Hope to see you soon. Please hurry back, my silver friend, my beautiful Ramadan moon. That's the end of today's story. I hope you enjoyed it. Assalamu alaikum.
Everything Kids.
That was a beautiful story.
Everything kids.